I'm Dr. Rod Berger. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and explore some of today's most pressing educational issues through the experienced eyes of leading education personalities. Welcome to Coffeed. Well, this should be a fun conversation. Alyssa, obviously off air, we were joking around about, you know, just how busy we are and the things that we've got going on. But, you know, you have quite a background in education. And we were talking when we first were introduced about a local issue with regards to school librarians and a fight locally that you were taking on. Give us your perspective on that, because I don't think that, obviously, you're not the only community that's going through some of these challenges when we're looking at library media sciences and sort of reestablishing the value proposition of both the library and the professionals that are helping to serve not only students, but the communities at large.
So, it's sadly an ongoing issue everywhere, and that's a problem. For some reason, people feel that, you know, with budget cut season, and I understand that, you know, we try to cut things that they think don't impact children that much, but they don't realize that the libraries really impact every child in the school, and have so many important things that go along with it. My school district that my son goes to school in where I live, South Orange, Maplewood, and where I actually taught for a number of years as a librarian, decided to cut two librarian positions and to basically stop funding the libraries. And in the process, there will now not be a full-time librarian at the middle school, and the high school, which has bordering now on around 2,000 students, will only have one librarian. And it's just, it's greatly upsetting to me. And so, I led the charge to try to get that back, but sadly did not happen.
What do you think? Do you think it's a problem of, and I hate to put it under this sort of broad stroke or umbrella, but is it an issue of marketing, of being out there and out front in the community to say, okay, maybe you experienced libraries in one way 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but they're different. They have integrated in digital technology and are at the forefront of understanding and helping students learn how to curate resources. I mean, where is the messaging either not been there or needed maybe to be sort of revamped so that people understand the true value of the library in the community?
I think it's multiple layers of things. I think marketing is a big part of it that goes along with it. Marketing what you're doing, making yourself relevant, making yourself the tech leader in the building, making yourself the person who, you know, is the one who's taking all the pictures and the journalist who's out there, you know, promoting all the good things that the school is doing. I think that's part of it. But I also think you have to adapt as a librarian and change and grow. And you can't be, as Jennifer Lagarde likes to say, the zombie librarian anymore. Because when you're faced with budget cuts and you're looking to, you know, cut positions and teachers and you are in a deficit, they're going to look at everybody. And if you're this old school librarian who basically is not, you know, is just doing books and not really helping out or is not really putting themselves out there or is not making yourself invaluable, then you may get cut. And so I think there's that combination of both. You have to adapt and change, but you also have to market all the things you're doing so that people really understand that. In the situation, the school district where we were fighting, I was the middle school librarian for a while there. And people had a very good idea of what I did because I really, really promoted it. But in that time period after I left, in the 2 years after I've left, there's newer people in. They're not as experienced. You know, and I think it was harder for them to, well, you know, partially live up to this, you know, what they had gotten used to in the school district from me. And also, I think it was just a combination of principals not really understanding exactly what a good librarian was, especially at one of the schools.
Tell me about the community of librarians around the country. I mean, I find them to be very passionate and supportive of each other. Can the community of librarians around the country do a better job of basically coalescing resources and strategies so that when new folks come into that position or those positions, they may be better equipped to continue legacies like what you built and others around the country so that we're not in a position where you're almost having to sort of scramble to deliver that value proposition in a way that hopefully saves jobs and opportunities?
I think there is a good coalition out there right now. There's a lot of us who are doing that. You know, TL Virtual Cafe with TL Newsnight, TL, you know, the Twitter chat once a month, the webinars that go on there, ISTE Librarian Network, we have webinars, we do Twitter chats. We really try to, you know, gather a lot of people, librarians together to do that. There's some amazing state library groups that are doing amazing things trying to build that. But I think there's a clear divide between, sadly, in our industry, between the technology librarians and then the, you know, other, the older school librarians, which are great. And don't get me wrong, I get both sides, but I think we're seeing that happen. And because of that, you know, it's harder. And, you know, it's hard to get people to, we try to promote all this stuff we do in ISTE Librarian Network and TL Newsnight and TL Chat and all of that. But not everybody knows about it. And when you're the only librarian in the building, it's really hard because you don't have anyone else to talk to. If you're struggling as the English teacher, well, you've got 7 other English teachers that you can go to and be like, hey, what do you think I should do with this lesson? Or how do I teach this unit? But I'm the only librarian in my district right now. So I don't have another person to go to. So if you're not on Twitter, you're not on, you know, Facebook, or you're not connecting via social media, then you're not really having the opportunity to find other people to run ideas off of. And I think that makes it hard too.
It does. And I want to follow that up. I just want to remind the audience that this interview is sponsored by Chuzito.com. That's search and learn, because the web is not a library and search engines are not librarians. Go to Chuzito.com. That's Chuzito.com. Alyssa, you said a moment ago, and I don't want to assume that everybody understands what you meant by this, and I think it'd be great to clarify. When we talk about basically the two schools of librarians, mm-hmm. and you talked about really sort of the tech-driven ones that are very, I'm interpreting it as very 21st century in that, mm-hmm. in that regard. And then maybe the more, you know, I don't want to use the word old guard, but
it's establishment.
So mm-hmm. what you said you understand both sides of it. So let's put on that hat. So what is a librarian that is sort of that? I mean, look at us, we're dancing around it, but
I know.
A librarian of that era, and maybe we're wrong, maybe we're the ones making the mistake here, but what is it that what case are they making that we should be paying attention to more, or at least we should use to understand their position better? What are they telling you?
I mean, what I'm hearing and what I get a lot is that, you know, books are still important, which they are extremely important, and teaching children the love of reading is still important, and doing, if you're an elementary librarian, doing read out louds, hugely important, because those are all valuable tools that a librarian does. You can't, you know, just become the person who's just teaching technology or doing makerspaces and all of that. You have to be able to combine both. And so those, you know, the people who are doing that, you know all the authors and you know, have read every book in the library and are really incredible with, you know, getting children to read certain books, they are so valuable and so great. But the problem is, it can't just be that anymore in the school. And so we have to find a way to incorporate the aspect of, you know, getting kids excited about reading, infusing the love of reading and books into the curriculum, with also some of the technologies and working together with the teachers to plan lessons and embed yourself into the school more.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense. And we've heard that about, you know, books are still important, and they are. And I think that education in general, that's always a struggle, is where do we sort of put our flag down at and say, okay, we're going to stick with this because it works and it's proven and it's backed by research. And then when are we going to start to integrate in what we're hearing from our consumers, really, which are the kids, which say, we use technology all the time. That's how we consume it. That's how we experience life. And how do we experience that in our English class, in a library?
Nice.
And then how do we bring them together? You know, one question, Alyssa, that I always have is, and I hope I'm wrong in this, but I always get the sense that, maybe it's from my own experience, that the librarian in a school, especially in the U.S., struggles to communicate to all the teachers in a given school or on a campus that they should be integrating the library in almost everything that they're doing. That
yes.
Sometimes these teachers outside of the library, one, don't think of the librarian as a teacher, which I mm-hmm. think is fault mm-hmm. and not accurate. And two, they think of it as sort of a supplement, or it's sort of an add-on to something. It's not a part of or built within the curriculum and the experience the kids have. Am I correct in that?
I would say, depending on where you are, yes. The answer is yes. If you're an elementary school librarian, most of the time, but I'm making a generalization here, they're used as, say, a prep period, and they, you know, the students come in to the library and the teachers, you know, bring their kids in, and they have a class and all of that. When you get to the middle and high school level, though, it's usually that there's a flexible schedule. So it is much harder to convince the teachers that, you know, we play a valuable role, that we are teachers too, that we can help you with these resources, that we can, you know, co-teach with you, and we can do all these things. I find that right now in my school. I'm coming in new this year to a district, and we are one-to-one computers, but they had a librarian that, you know, loved books, loved reading, did a great job with that, but was scared of technology. And so the teachers don't understand that, hey, I can do this. I can teach this lesson. Let me show the kids how to use this new, you know, resource and Google add-on and Jeopardy Rocks and, you know, great websites and Canva and all these cool things. I can do that for you, and I can collaborate with you, and I can look at your lesson and say, oh, maybe we should infuse this book or this resource in here, or have you tried this database? I can also teach digital citizenship and all of that. And so it's, how do you, it's a hard idea for a lot of teachers to get around. And I also think that this is something that we need to address more, is how do we teach our pre-service teachers about libraries? I do not think we do a good enough job with that. I do not think we do, as a society, do a good enough job explaining the role of the librarian to pre-service teachers, and also explaining the role of librarian to people who are becoming principals and superintendents and all of that. I think we fail in that respect, because they do not understand what librarians can do for them.
And the irony is that, you know, I think that sadly we think in academics that just because a student can get on a device and find or search for something, that means that they know how to do it, what to look for, how to evaluate the quality
yes.
of the information that they're looking for. And then what you find is, you know, I still on the side teach college courses, and I'm working with college students that have no concept of how to actually curate information, look for it, and be discerning in their ability to say that is applicable to what we're doing. And you can, it's very easy to see that path where they experience that in elementary, middle school, and high school, and then, oh my goodness, now we're dropping them off in higher ed environments, and they still don't know. And those
yeah.
are the skills that you and I as professionals use as adults every day and twice mm-hmm. on Sundays, like they say. So that's always, I think, an irony to me, is that we don't understand the value that is right there at the center. And oftentimes it is in the center of a school, physically, a
mm-hmm.
library, and the resources that are there. I'm glad you brought up the pre-service piece, because I think that that's just something that we need to improve in general in this country. But finding ways to be more, more discerning consumers of information.
I agree. I mean, everybody thinks they get their news from Facebook, and, you know, if I Google it, then it's got to be the right source. And you know, I have to.
Not always the case, right?
all the time. We are not using Google. We're going to use that Symbaloo I made you, or that Live Binder, or we're going to look at those databases we have. We are not using, you know, the first thing that comes up. And you know, how many times have we seen, you know, oh, the, you know, this person, James Brown's been dead for like, you know, 5 or 10 years now, but every so often on Facebook, it's Rick James Brown, you know, because they, you know, people realize, oh, I didn't realize he died, you know, 5, 10 years ago.
I didn't get the news alert on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, so like, so because of that, they think he really died. You know, so it's that type of thing. We sort of are becoming a society that crowdsources our news instead of really checking to see if it's true. Like, you know, they don't you don't read the whole thing before you share it on Facebook or wherever. And I think that's a problem.
It's a big, big problem, and one that we can't solve in one day. But I think your passion is obviously, I mean, the audience can tell just in hearing you, what a great advocate you are for librarian. So before we close, a couple things. You mentioned a couple of different resources being chats. Tell people where they can go for these resources if they're a librarian that is looking for that. And to your point, oftentimes they are living a lonely existence because they are the only one in that building in this discipline. And so anytime they can get connected, I think is very valuable.
Yeah, the greatest resources, if you just search for TL Virtual Cafe on Google, ironically, I'm saying that now, but TL Virtual Cafe, you will find that there is once a month during the school year, there's like the first, it's the first Monday of the month, but everything is archived for you. There's a Twitter chat, there is a webinar that goes on, and then we have TL News Night, which is like a, it's a Google Hangout that we do too. So there's three Monday nights. You have, you know, the ability to have everything live for you, or you can look at the archives. And then the ISTE Librarian Network is another thing that you should look for too in your Google search. And you'll see that we do webinars and we archive those for everybody too. But we also have, you know, a newsletter, and you, if you're going to ISTE in Denver, we'll have lots of events there for people to connect with and learn from.
Well, I think it's great, and for people to connect and obviously share resources, it can only help to support local communities and obviously build the librarian network in general to be that much stronger and hopefully impact pre-service teachers, to your point. We want to thank our sponsors at Chuzito.com. That's search and learn, because the web is not a library and search engines are not librarians. Once again, I'm Dr. Rod Berger. Join us for our next cup of coffee as we continue to have conversations in education that matter to you. I'm Dr. Rod Berger, and this is Coffee.